Anyway, give us a text, 81333, start your message with the word Kent, or email kentbreakfast@bbc.co.uk. Would you like to see Trick or Treat banned?
Would you be scared if Ben Croucher turned up at your front door?
Very.
He's here with us for
I don't even
morning.
Need to wear a costume or anything. We'll start with the FA Cup draw, first round that was made yesterday. Three of our sides left in the competition. They've all been handed tricky away trips. Gillingham travel to League One side Bournemouth. Charlton have a potential banana skin in Halifax Town, whilst our only non-league representative, Bromley, are at Leighton Orient. And it was a disappointing weekend for our sides in the Cup. Dover and Dartford both lost, as did Ebbsfleet United. Manager Liam Daish fears their premature exit is one the club can ill afford. They lost to Redbridge, who are three divisions below them and the lowest ranked team left in the competition. They miss out on prize money of more than £12,000, plus the proceeds of a possible game against a Football League club. Daish fears there could be consequences.
We know how hard it is at the moment, and we work out there to get money in, but this is probably was, I'm sure, chairman and directors took this as a possible, you know, it was going to be a revenue again for us, but it's not going to be this year. I'm sure there may be ramifications one way or the other.
And it didn't get much better for Gillingham, who suffered their second straight defeat on the road in the league, losing 2-1 at Morecambe on Saturday. It leaves them 10th in League 2, but only 5 points off third place. And midfielder Chris Whelpdale says they can still claim automatic promotion.
We've definitely got a big enough squad and a good enough squad to be in the top three, fighting for the top spot, definitely. So I think we've just got to get a run going, and it's easily done, I think, in this league. Anyone can beat anyone at the moment. Yeah, we've got a really good chance of doing something. We've just got to realise that.
And there was better news for Gillingham's ladies, though, as they beat Brighton 2-1 yesterday. In national football, a Gareth Bale brace and a first-half strike from Raphael van der Vaart led Spurs to a 3-1 victory over QPR yesterday and moved them up to fifth in the Premier League. In the one game this evening, Newcastle could go third above Chelsea if they can get a point at Stoke City. The Formula One world champion Sebastian Vettel recorded his 11th win of the season with victory in the first ever Indian Grand Prix in New Delhi. Vettel finished ahead of Jenson Button, whose McLaren teammate Lewis Hamilton was involved in another clash with Felipe Massa. The stewards found the Ferrari man was at fault and he had to serve a drive-through penalty. Close to home...
Did I read that was the sixth time that they've come together this season? Their insurance company are going to start banning them from driving, aren't they?
Well, you think all of the carbon fibre and like a wing costs something, what, £50,000 or something like that?
It's ridiculous.
And they just break them off for fun?
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyway, close to home and in hockey, Canterbury's men needed a golden goal to reach the third round of the EHB Men's Cup after they were given a rough ride by West Hearts in their clash on Sunday. The home side were 3-2 ahead at half-time but eventually fell to David Matthews' golden goal after 77 minutes, completing his hat-trick in the process. On the ice, the Invicta Dynamo enjoyed a double winning weekend, beating the Whitelink Raiders 8-4 in the Southern Cup on Saturday before beating Oxford City Stars 6-3 last night. And finally, Kent's Darren Stevens had to settle for runners-up as his England Sixes side lost to Pakistan in the final of the Hong Kong Sixes. Stevens took two wickets and made 32 in the semi-final against Sri Lanka and made 19 opening the batting in the final. His solitary over, though, cost 31 runs. But if you think that's bad...
You've got it worse.
Well, I'll try and get something in his defence. They're 8 ball overs for a start, so it's a little bit better. They're playing a smaller pitch with less fielders, obviously. And you put it into context of the other players in the game, Rory Hamilton-Brown's over cost 37 runs, and Ricky Clark's cost 40.
He did quite well.
Blimey, yes. But he did well with the bat, though.
Indeed,
32
yeah.
in the semi-final, 19. That's not bad at all. Ben, thank you very much indeed.